another move to bring down gas prices. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden has authorized the release of more oil from the Strategic Reserve.
The Energy Department will sell another 15 million barrels from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve in December.
The drawdowns from the reserve so far have played a big role in bringing down oil prices, bringing them down.
President Biden has authorized the release of 180 million barrels since the spring, leaving about 400 million barrels, or half the stockpile, remaining.
That's more than enough for any emergency drawdown.
The president says reserves will be refilled when oil prices drop to $70 per barrel. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin De Leon says he will not step down amid an uproar over leaked audio that revealed him taking part in a meeting where Latino city officials made crude and racist remarks and plotted to expand their political power. De Leon telling Univision the scandal has already led to the resignation of former City Council President Nuri Martinez and calls from President Biden for all those involved to resign. De Leon said he is sorry and said he wants to continue working on homelessness and other issues in his district. Former President Trump has answered questions under oath in a lawsuit filed by E. Jean Carroll.
Carroll, an author, accused Trump of raping her inside the dressing room of a Manhattan department store in the mid-1990s. She filed a defamation lawsuit after the former president denied the allegations and told a reporter he didn't know Carroll and that she came up with the allegations to help her book sales. A federal judge in Manhattan turned down a request by Trump's lawyers last week to delay the deposition while an appeals court in D.C. decides if the case should be thrown out.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared martial law in four regions of Ukraine. Moscow annexed last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
New York City is opening a new temporary shelter for migrants who were bused to the city by southern border states.
New York City's Humanitarian Relief Center is a complex of tents that include cots for up to 500 people and opens today. It's located on Randall's Island, which sits in the waters between the Bronx, Manhattan, and Queens, and is intended to be a temporary shelter for single adult men who have been arriving several times a week on buses chartered predominantly from Texas. The tents have laundry facilities, a dining hall, and space for migrants to meet with caseworkers. Families with children are being housed in hotels. New York City's homeless shelter system now has more than 63,000 people, and the situation caused Mayor Eric Adams to declare a state of emergency earlier this month. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Massachusetts woman is facing multiple assault and battery charges after police say she released a swarm of bees on sheriff's deputies as they tried to serve an eviction notice on her. Once again, Walmart is closing its doors for Thanksgiving.
Its CEO is hinting that staying closed during the holiday will be the new norm. Prior to the pandemic, many companies stayed open on Thanksgiving to capitalize on Black Friday shopping. But as the outbreak continues to wane, major retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, Kohl's, JCPenney, Ulta Beauty, among others, still want to remain closed on Thanksgiving Day to give their employees extra time off. Last year, Walmart said the move was a way to thank its staffers for their efforts during the pandemic. Around the same time, Target CEO announced that its stores would be closed on Thanksgiving Day moving forward.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A so-called swift-footed lizard that lived millions of years ago is now in Massachusetts, has recently been named the state's official dinosaur. The legislation signed off on by Governor Charlie Baker at Boston's Museum of Science today. The dino was discovered in western Massachusetts in 1910 by a Mount Holyoke College professor. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.